Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
But this decision has weighed heavily on me for the last 3 days. I had a lot of phone calls, a lot of concerns, but something shifted in me tonight that has just changed all of that. And what shifted is hearing the hurt in your voices. And so tonight, I'm gonna make a tough decision tonight. I am not moving forward with supporting.
So that was DeLaron Wiggins, city councilman, talking. His district, Baptist, is in his district. Last week at the city council meeting, this, I just don't have words strong enough. It was embarrassing. Really, this was absolutely embarrassing for the city. I don't know how you get anybody to come work with us after this. You had an internationally recognized entity that developed a great project in New Orleans, as the mayor said, cited over 130 times nationally, internationally for, you know, success at a mixed income, thriving, almost all, like 99% black population. And yet they got accused for being racist and, you know, anti-poor and pepper spraying people at city council. I mean, it was awful. So many people showed up with so bad information. And then, and not just that city council got called evil and racist again and again and again, but then DeLaron Wiggins sided with the crowd and said, yeah, you know, you've persuaded me. I'm afraid of you, I guess, or, you know, whatever. And even though Jared Moore tried to answer the questions a little bit, and Allison Patton tried to answer the question a little bit, and Casey Jones tried to answer the question a little bit, and, you know, Mayor Reeves tried to answer the questions a little bit, and no, they wouldn't have any of it. It was just, it was the Pensacola Pitchfork Posse. It was the socialists, many of whom self-described, the party for, you know, Socialist Party for Liberation. They were there. They had persuaded a bunch of the residents, I guess, that, you know, this is an evil thing. And the city council didn't bother telling them the facts. I mean, they did, but they, you know, what are you going to say? It's just, it was amazing. Now, I do have a question for you. Politically speaking, I mean, this is a serious question. I've told you before, this is why I couldn't be probably an elected official. Because if I'm faced with a whole group of people who are all just very misinformed, saying false and self-contradictory things again and again and again for 3 hours, I mean, first of all, I would, if I'm the chair, you know, I might want to, hey, can we just pause and maybe the mayor can give some input? You know, instead of, I really appreciated that the biodistrict guy, you know, Jerry Bruce, spoke and clarified. But you were already 2.5 hours into them telling him he's a racist. And he's just trying to, what? Are you high? What's wrong with you? It's a hard thing to sit there and just listen to people lie about you or be false about you. It is. It's, you know, I would be the guy who, I want to tell you, I want to answer all your stupidity. And then I don't get reelected. I guess. I mean, that's the question for DeLaron Wiggins, okay? DeLaron knows better. He knows this is a good company, I assume. I mean, DeLaron's smart. I like him, okay? He knows that when they say be worried about displacement, that efforts to avoid displacement of people who are living near the area, nobody's on that property. It's not like New Orleans. It's not a project. That, you know, that's all through the document. He knows that the asbestos remediation is the reason that the thing is $13 million instead of, say, $2 million. He knows that everything they've said is nuts and displays one thing, that they did not read the documentation or do not care about the facts or both. And yet he sided with them because he said, you know, the community has spoken. Well, if the community is wrong, you're forced with a choice or faced with a choice. Do you tell them they're wrong or you just do what they want because you're an elected official and welcome to democracy?
I think the community has spoken. I think they have spoken. I think they have spoken. And I think it's up to us to listen now. It's The building is already coming down. We've already signed a contractual agreement with North Star to have the building come down. And for me, it's still some other issues, underlining issues, environmental issues that we still have to sit down and we still have to talk about and discuss. And that's going to take 18 months.
Okay, well, it's true. The demolition is going to take a while, but you're going to be behind at that point because you're not going to be ready to start going on putting out a bid for development or selling parcels or whatever you're going to do because you haven't gone through the process of this, which is preparatory to that. So you're going to wind up a year and a half from now with nothing. And then it's going to sit even longer. It's going to be OLF-8. It's going to be the Tech Park. It's going to be the Community Maritime Park. It's going to be undeveloped, maybe eventually potential, and people are going to complain that you're not doing anything when they screamed for you to not do anything. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We've got a road closure due to an earlier accident on 9th Avenue and Bayfront Parkway. It looks like it's a northbound lane, but I'm receiving reports that it is southbound. But just avoid that area at all costs. And also, let's see here. Cervantes at J is closed eastbound due to an earlier fire. You can detour around L Street and get back on around I Street to get around that. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an excellent selection of good quality used cars. I know I bought one there. Literally, we went there to test drive a car because we could not find this car to test drive. We wanted to buy a Honda Odyssey, and because of the model year changes and the way that, you know, pre-owned certified inventory works for Honda, there was no way to test drive one, except we managed to find one at Frontier. And so we're going to try it. And it happened to be the color we wanted. We called it our unicorn color, that purple color. It happened to be low miles. It happened to be a year young. It happened to be the trim level we wanted. And so we asked about a price, and they said, and I said, well, can you come down? And they said, yeah. And I said, can you come down again? They said, yeah. And I said, can we buy it? And they said, yeah. I mean, like, it was that easy. So we bought a car. But because they had selection, which is what they have. They have great quality, relatively young used cars that they warranty all of them to 100,000 miles or 10 years, and then you can buy an A-quality car from them for a good price and, you know, keep it for a while and then come back to buy the next car from them because that's how they work. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, so the crowd at Pensacola City Council meeting came and said, we want public input. The whole point of the contract was to get a firm that would do public input. They said they are worried about asbestos remediation. The whole point of North Star is that they're going to do asbestos remediation. It's very expensive. It's not something. You remember how long the mayor held off on agreeing to take the property because he wanted to make sure that they had enough money to handle any problems that they encountered because they weren't sure what was going to be in the project underneath at below ground level once they got into it? Do you remember all that? Like, the mayor was reluctant to do this because he didn't want to accept an obligation for financial costs to remediate a property they didn't have the ability to remediate for months and months and months. Where were you people? The folks that were displaced in New Orleans. Yeah, they were. It was awful. But also, it was a hurricane. And the building sat in 10 feet of water. And then a year and a half later, after they were gated off, then they were demolished. Now, whether you agree or not with that decision, the Bayou District was the rebuilder after the fact. They didn't demolish the building. They didn't do any of that to those people. They tried to get black people back into those houses, and they did successfully. They're the solution to the problem. They got pepper sprayed at city council. They did, because a massive mob showed up. I've watched the video from 2007. Yeah, but what does Bayou District have to do with those folks? Or the decision to deploy the police to keep people out of the council chamber because they were yelling and screaming and damaging property? I mean, like, I don't know that that's how I would handle it, but it's not how Pensacola handled it. Everybody was allowed in to speak yesterday Thursday for 2.5 hours. Where's the similarity? It's just, it's insane. Like, I taught logic for 10 years at the college level. I have never seen so many people say so many nuts, illogical, counterfactual, willfully ignorant things. And then to have the leaders of the community say, y'all are right. Just what? But again, I think if you're in leadership, if you're an elected official, should you just pander to the crowd? There's an argument for it. The people are the people, and the people make it democracy. And if the people are wrong, you can tell them they're wrong and not get reelected, or you can pander to them and they'll love you. And then 5 years from now, when nothing's happened on the site and they're like, what's happening? Like, well, I stood up for you. I heard you're hurt. And I wanted to make sure that we didn't do anything wrong, so we did nothing at all. It was Absolutely amazing. There was an interaction. Where was this at? Oh, by the way, the city could have just let it go undeveloped. Let it be a grassy knoll, which is not what it's going to be unless something changes. And I'll tell you, this is going to be on Delirian Wiggins to fix this. Because he's the one that allowed it to get broken. He owns this problem. And if he wants to make it different, great. And I'll support him if he tries to fix it. But I'm so disappointed in Delirian with all of this. So Tenney Day Broughton, the other black member of council, and I'm friends with both of them. Okay, good friends with Tenney Day, fairly good friends with Delirian. Anyway, she asked a great question. What she's talking about here is the old stinky property, ECUA, that's just now finally being developed, but sat vacant for years and years and years and years. So here's what that's what she's referring to in the beginning.
Say, what is the name of the property that's in your district? It is
ECUA, the 10
yard. The former ECUA site. Mm-hmm. So this would just look empty, nothing on it. It would just be like that.
Yes. For now, yes.
Okay. And that's what you'd like.
Until I engage the community and the community comes back and we have charrettes or whatever, whatever it takes, I'm going to make sure that my constituency, my community, has input in what goes on at Baptist, at the Legacy Campus.
So what you want is community input. What you want is charrettes. That's meetings, okay? What you want is powwows. What you want is consultations. What you want is going out and asking people what they think, right? John, you've heard me rant about this for 4 hours now.
Yes.
3.5, okay? What was the contract proposed with Bayou District 4? Was it for developing the site? It was not. What was it actually for? What were they actually asking them to do over the course of the next year?
Get feedback from the community.
Oh, to go do exactly what he says he's saying no to this contract in order to accomplish? So they were going to hire them to go talk to people, do charrettes, get public input, and figure out what people want on that property. And so now they're not going to have Bayou District do it in order to accomplish the goal of getting public... I'll just leave this here. I don't know what to do. It's so insane. Oh, I was talking to somebody who made the comment and said, welcome to our world. This is government in 2025. People read something on social media. It's false. They come and scream at us for a couple of minutes, not knowing what they're talking about, won't be corrected, won't read the materials, won't take the time to actually become educated. They just get educated enough to reinforce their biases, and then they don't stick around later and they just take off. There you go. It's literally, top to bottom, everything they were saying, Jewel Canada Wynn was in... She was the mayor's opponent for that. How is she part of the problem? Well, she was on city council. Yeah, as an advocate for black people and poor people and homelessness and against gentrification and against displacement. It's... I'm glad I wasn't there. I wouldn't. I don't know what I would have done.
I'd be in the room. Me too at this point. I'm kind of glad you weren't.
Oh my God. It was. And here's the thing. How many times have we said that Pensacola suffers from an inability to do something obvious? We just nag and criticize and screw ourselves out of things all the time. It happens all the time. And the problem is now, like, who's going to want to come do this? Who's going to want to come work on this? I mean, these folks are not coming back. Oh, my God. I'm surprised they stayed for the meeting. I guess he just felt like after 3 hours, I probably ought to at least say something, you know, and explain to people why everything they've said is wrong. Defend my honor, which, you know, and why didn't anybody else? Why didn't Allison Patton defend them a little bit? You know, like, okay, I'm just going to move on. There's nothing else to be said. It's just, it was embarrassing for the city, embarrassing for our city council. And I know several of the city council members tried, okay, but... Sometimes you just got to stand up to the mob and say, y'all are completely off your rocker. I am. Why is it my job? Why is it my job on the radio to explain what city council should have said Thursday night? 825 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but we're still dealing with Cervantes and J Street is closed eastbound due to an earlier fire. You can detour around L Street and get back on around I Street. And also 9th Avenue at Bayfront Parkway, We're seeing both northbound and southbound lanes are pretty much just dead stop right now. They've got the, let's see here, road closure on southbound 9th Avenue. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you've got a kid who's struggling with math, or, you know, maybe used to be doing great, but now is not quite as good, not as proficient, doesn't enjoy it as much, or hit a stumbling block, you know, like they were doing great with regular math, then they hit algebra. Or maybe they're doing great with algebra, but then geometry or trig or something like that. Hey, these are all things that can be fixed, and they're not going to fix themselves. So you go to Mathnasium. I have dear, dear friends, my best friends that own the Mathnasium. My son actually taught at Mathnasium for a year. Like, we are big believers in this program, and the assessment is completely free. What they're trying to do is figure out what your kid knows, what they can do, and what gaps exist. What, you know, conceptual tools they might be missing, what practical tools they might be missing. What is the way we can reach them? How can we tutor them in a very close learning environment and get them up to where they need to be or get them ahead? I mean, some people actually go to Mathnasium in order to become even more proficient. You know, good kids at math want to learn how to do better, right? It's kind of like training for the brain. They're very good at that. The assessment is completely free. They do take step-up money, so that's available from the state. They're located next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport. Just stop in during business hours and get the free assessment done and kind of find out how to get your kids happy about math again.
Anderson Subaru sharing more than ever during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event. Buy a new Subaru now through January 2nd, and Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities, the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation with 0.9% financing for 72 on 2025 Outback models, 1.9% financing for 48 on 2025 Forester models, and 1.9% financing for 72 on new Crosstrek models. It's never been easier to share the love. So far, we've donated over $200,000 to fight breast cancer in Pensacola. At Anderson Subaru, now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation per new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. Penair Credit Union's high yield checking, 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts, and 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA, Penair's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Boy, are you stupid, Charlie Brown.
What kind of a tree is that?
You are supposed to get a good tree. Can't you even tell a good tree from a poor tree?
I told you he'd goof it up. He's not the kind you can depend on to do anything right.
You're hopeless, Charlie Brown. Completely hopeless.
Christmas. Oh,
man. I still cannot believe we are 8 days out. It is amazing. 8 days
Me
only.
Either.
All right. David Wayne is in the newsroom. He's going to have your local news coming up next. You have a teaser at least for us, David. I've given you like 4 seconds of time the last hour and a half.
Well, there's a new bus stop at the airport. We'll tell you all about that.
All right. Very good. I appreciate that. Frivolous topic coming up next. Stick around. I'm Andrew McKay. Thanks for listening.
I'm Chris Foster. Providence, Rhode Island police released enhanced video of a person of interest in Saturday's Brown University shooting.
The person of interest is seen wearing a satchel in some images, but in others, he is not. They have no information about how old he is and nothing to suggest that this is a Brown University student or staff member. Investigators admit they have a lot more area to canvas. Some businesses and residents say it wasn't until yesterday that investigators knocked on their door for information.
Fox's Brian Yenis. The first funerals are today for victims of Sunday's shooting at Bondi Beach in Australia. The surviving gunman's charged with 15 murder counts.
The footbridge where the two shooters operated from, they fired downhill at about 50 yards, attacking a group of Jews gathered for the Hanukkah celebration right on this iconic beach.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. 50 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies, looking like a beautiful morning. We will get to our full forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Well, one person is dead after a fire broke out at an abandoned paint and body shop in Pensacola this morning. That fire started about 3:50 this morning at the former Jones Paint and Body Shop at Cervantes and J Streets. Now, PPD are investigating that incident. So far, one fatality is confirmed. Officials are searching for a possible second victim, and there's no further details that have been released, and we'll let you know as soon as we learn more about that. An update on the stolen vehicle incident, first reported yesterday. Three suspects have been arrested after that crash. Deputies say an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old, and a 17-year-old were arrested. There was a fourth suspect that is still at large. During a foot pursuit following the crash, one armed suspect reportedly turned towards a deputy who fired two rounds. The suspect was not hit and was captured with help from a canine unit. Deputies say they recovered three firearms at that scene. Now, Greyhound has launched a new bus stop at the Pensacola Airport. Starting today, they'll be making three trips to the airport daily, 7 days per week. That new stop is served by Greyhound's Jacksonville, Mobile, and Houston-Tallahassee routes, which they say will provide direct access to destinations across the Gulf Coast. Escambia County has tweaked its anti-camping ordinance to make enforcement a little bit clearer for deputies. The change removes the word overnight, so law enforcement can address camping in public spaces during the day and not just after dark. Sheriff Chip Simmons said the old language was a bit confusing for both deputies and for campers.
They cannot do that with the current ordinance at midnight, and they really shouldn't be able to do that at noon. You know, because a lot of times we have people that are trying to traverse the sidewalk during the daytime, mm-hmm. more than it would even at midnight. So,
and the ordinance now matches the city's for the city of Pensacola's rules for consistency across the area. The sheriff also says his deputies do have a list of resources available for homeless individuals that are told they cannot camp at a specific location. A second ordinance also adjusted the width of medians where people are not allowed to stand. Well, earlier this week, we learned that the massive downtown Pensacola office building, the FPL building, is hitting the market. The city is watching that closely to see who buys it and what they plan to do with it. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the FPL building, which is a couple hundred thousand square feet of office space, would significantly impact the future of the town, no matter who takes it
over. And it's going to be play a big role. Whatever happens there is going to play a key role in what happens in our city. There's no doubt about it. You know, I've got certainly, I've got pie in the sky ideas of how the city, the region could collaborate there.
And the mayor said the city really doesn't have a right of first refusal on the property or anything like that, but he is hoping to be a part of conversations about its future. Reeves also said a more activated downtown building full of people working or living there would be good for the community. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now, but if you're on Cervantes and J Street, is closed eastbound, and I'm seeing some major delays westbound also as they kind of reroute traffic. You can also detour around L Street and get back around I Street to avoid that area. Let's see here. Computer works. All right. So I-10, I-110 are all looking good. Highway 90. 98 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
We will have cloudy skies today with temperatures warming up near 66 degrees. Small 10% chance of a stray sprinkle. Otherwise, you're just looking at the clouds. Tonight, temperatures dropping near 59 degrees. For Thursday, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 68. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 50 degrees. Heading into Friday, the sunshine returns. Plenty of sunshine with a high near 62. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 43. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And 836 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 50 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies. And your next news in 30 minutes. And your money now this morning, taking a look at our markets. They are a little bit mixed right now. The Dow is up about a third of a percent at 48,271, but the S&P down slightly at 67,97.99. NASDAQ down just over a tenth of a percent at 23,75.38. Looking at the 10-year bond rate. Up a bit, 4.163% this morning. Gold prices are up $30 at $43.62.30. Silver's up $2.35 at $65.67. And Bitcoin is down just under $200 at $87.466 for this morning. Warner Brothers Discovery calling on its shareholders to reject a hostile takeover bid from Paramount Skydance. Mitch McCann reports the company made its case in a news release today.
The chair of the WBD board wrote in the release that following a careful evaluation of Paramount's recently launched tender offer, the board concluded that the offer's value is inadequate, with significant risks and costs imposed on our shareholders.
And the board contends that the current agreement for Netflix to buy the company's film and streaming business is better. Paramount's offer for the media giant is $108 billion. The Netflix agreement was valued at about $82 billion. Americans are planning to spend less money on holiday gifts this year. That's at least according to an NBC News Decision Desk poll. 55% of people who responded said they intended on spending less cash for gifts in comparison to last year. 36% said they were going to spend about the same, and 9% of people said they planned to spend a little bit more on holiday gifts. It is 8:38. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
You know, if you are 64, turning 65, or you're retiring, or you just have questions about Medicare, you can call Ricky Stewart. She's a good friend of mine. I've known her the whole time we've lived here for 11 years, and her whole family does insurance. She just does this one part. She helps people understand and get transitioned over onto Medicare. In fact, you know, you have questions about supplement, about prescription drugs, about Advantage, about maybe Medicaid. Honestly, maybe you don't know the difference between Medicaid and Medicare. They're very similar sounding words. It's very understandable. It's a normal confusion. Well, call her and ask. She'll explain it all to you. And she's not just there at open enrollment. She's there all year round. So she's available. She's talked to so many of our listeners and explained all of this to them and, you know, made it make sense and held your hand through the process. Because I know it's a little, you know, concerning and changing how you do health insurance, especially to start to get older. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance, or look her up online at insuredbyricky, R-I-C-K-I.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Exciting news. The News Radio Pensacola app has just been updated with a fresh new look. Now it's easier than ever to stay connected with our community. Check the weather. Get instant access to local news stories.
The city appears to be ready to
engaging podcasts and various streaming options. All at your fingertips. Whether you're at home, on the go, or anywhere in between, our app keeps you informed and engaged. Download the updated News Radio Pensacola app today. From News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, John, I got a food-related question for you since I brought some food in for you today. By the way, what I brought was good.
Was it amazing? It was amazing.
And what's my key thing I told you is it's got to be – I will make some foods that are a little bit complicated, but if it's easy to make and it's yummy, I'm going to make that 1,000 times.
And you wouldn't let me have the rest of the carne asada.
Carne asada and pork butt. Yeah, so, next time. Maybe, if you're lucky.
I know. Okay, so
my wife likes to make brownies. Okay, makes brownies in, usually glass pan, okay, is the way we do. So the question for you is, and this could, I suppose, apply to cake also. We can mix our confections. But what piece of brownie do you want in the pan? You want a centerpiece? You want... I see. It cracks me up because all day long we talk about all these serious, deep, intricate things. And I start talking about brownies, and David Wayne in the other room, his head perks up like a gopher poking his head out the hole. What's this now, brownies?
Brownies?
And he puts his headphones on. I think I want to be a part of all of this.
We have brownies?
I love it. All right, so what piece of the brownie, or I suppose cake, do you prefer to have? Do you want a center? You want an edge? Or you want a corner? Defend your answer. 437-1620, 437-1620. All right, so first to John, then I'll probably bring David in because Meg is still out with bronchitis, so she'll be back hopefully, I don't know, maybe Monday, I'm hoping, because it takes a bit to go over stuff, so obviously be praying for her. So John, 437-1620, what's your preferred piece?
Okay, on a brownie?
On a brownie, yeah.
The
yeah,
center.
Yeah. Or a fudge, brownie. The center.
Yes, I want all the ooey gooey mess I can get.
We've worked so hard on this relationship.
The answer to the cake.
So you want gooey.
Oh, well, yeah. But then
can you eat it with your fingers or you need a spoon?
As long as it goes to my mouth, I don't care how. And then with cake,
That could be a quote.
And with cake.
As long as it goes in my mouth, I don't care how.
Oh, boy.
Go on, John.
And with cake, I'd love a corner piece.
Because?
All of the icing.
More icing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 437-1620. Let's let David in to participate in this conversation. Okay, so brownies, David?
All right, so for brownies, I'm not in the center, but not on the edge either. Kind of in the the first third.
How many rows of brownies do you think there are in a pan?
Well, no. So you get,
I'd like the loge section, J13, please.
You've got what, probably four wide in a pan, right? Four to six pieces?
I think a normal brownie size, you might get four wide, but that means you've got two centers and two edges. Well, I'm just trying to figure out what piece you're gaming for here.
I'm going a little off center.
Okay.
I'm not going direct center. I don't want to, I don't want the gooeyest, but
will you pull that one first?
I don't want the crispiest.
Will you create a hole in the brownie pan?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So no shame at all. Same for a cake? Will you pull the middle of the cake out first?
Oh, of course.
Okay. All right. Go on.
Actually,
what else you got?
For a cake, my preferred way is to take whatever piece is going to disrupt the design on the top the most.
Oh, so you're an anarchist.
Oh, he's
you want to take
disruptor.
The star, you want to take the name, you want to take the birth out of birthday, you know, that kind of thing?
Absolutely,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you have
to. I learned that you're a troublemaker today, so all right. It's a good piece of information. I'll have to keep that one tucked away. 8:45 on News Radio 92.3. Here goes. On a brownie, it's corner. It's always the corner because it is the almost jerky-like edge that is the most fun to eat. That is the chewy, stick-in-your-tooth, like old... Oh, man, that's the best.
And here I thought I knew you.
I know. The middle piece that you got to eat with a spoon is... I mean, I have no interest
hands
in that.
Or however...
And you burn your mouth. I mean, no. When it comes to cake, though, it kind of depends... It depends on the cake, frankly.
Right.
I find... this is going to tell you way more than you need to know. I find corner pieces of cake frustrating.
Why is that?
Because my desire is to always have an even distribution of cake to frosting in every bite. And the geometry of solving the corner where you don't have too much frosting but also too little, it's the same problem with the round cake. You know, you put it on its side and then you eat it and then some pieces have a lot of icing and some pieces don't have that much. It's very difficult from, and I'm good at math, okay? I'm just telling you that the geometry of the cake experience is, it's unpleasant sometimes.
That's way too much to think about. I just want to eat it. I'm not worried about geometry. But I figured that would be you,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that would. Overthinkers Anonymous. My name's Andrew. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPets.com. Knox knocks them out. Still dealing with the earlier fire that happened on Cervantes Street. It's closed at J Street going eastbound, so just be aware of that. And let's see here. No other accidents to let you know about. I-10, computer, love it. I-10, I-110, all look good. Thank you, computer. I'm John Pickens with the traffic on the phone.
I don't want to go out on a limb here, but that sounded vaguely like it might have been sarcasm.
Vaguely like we need new ones.
I feel like I'm just learning the language right now. Also a joke. by the way, terrible news on that fire that was at Jay and Cervantes. It looks like there was at least one person killed in that fire. Last we heard, police were still checking on NPFD was still checking on anybody else. But, you know, keep those folks in your prayer. Obviously, pretty awful incident took place this morning on Cervantes Street. Hey, if you need to get work done inside your home on any of the complex systems, the plumbing, the heating, the air conditioning, the electrical, you want a generator, you need a generator serviced, whatever the case may be, Peden, they can take care of you for all of that for 56 years, all along the Gulf Coast, ever since Robert Peden started the company in Panama City in the 60s, 69 actually, for doing air conditioning. Then they expanded, and, you know, obviously heating is a natural fit, electrical, all of these things eventually, not just different products and services, but all along the Gulf Coast, from Tallahassee all the way west to Mobile now, they are your place. So 100%, you know, satisfaction guaranteed, good quality people, good quality products. And right now at Peden, they're featuring smart homes. They've got a smarter, safer home deal for Peden's $89 smart home consultation. Their licensed professionals will come to your home and design you a custom plan that connects your comfort, security, and energy savings into a simple single system. You can start living smarter with Peden. Find out more or, you know, contact them about an appointment at Peden, PEDEN.com. All right, to the text.
Now you're making me want brownies. I think we're going to have to put some in the
hell
smoker.
Hell yeah, I am. What more could you want on this day, 8 days before Christmas, than brownies?
Exactly.
I mean, it's time. It's really, really time. Okay, let's see. 437-1620, 437-1620. Let's see. Somebody says corner. Okay, all right. But I need justification. You need to analyze. You need to explicate it, as my college English professor might have said. Another for the corner. Corner is more crunchy. Yes, I can't tell you why exactly on a brownie you want the crunchy, chewy, but you do. Whereas on a cookie, you do not want that. I can't quite give you the logic as to why the one and not the other. All I can tell you is that almost jerky is the ideal consistency of a brownie.
So there's no math equation for you.
Well, now that you ask.
I mean, proportionally,
now that you brought it
know.
Up. Now that you brought it up. By the way, the reason I prefer sheet cake over circle cake is precisely for the solving of the icing to cake ratio problem. so much easier on a flat cake.
Oh, I know what to get you for your birthday. Then watch you cut it. Andrew, you get the first piece. Cut it.
Oh, man. Let's see. Somebody, we got four now in a row for corner pieces. Five corner, no doubt. See, they know you're crazy, John.
I know.
They know you don't know what you're talking about right. When it comes to food.
Okay, but I still eat it.
I want the crunchy corner of the brownie. That's six in a row. The corner piece is the best. Oh, my God. This is hilarious. See, normally when we do these frivolous topics, we get a wide range of answers and vehement, deep, robust disagreement. We are 100% so far on the corner piece for the brownie. That's amazing.
Guess what? Y'all take all the corners. I got everything
else. Leave
the
gooey middle. Yep. Don, ever the contrarian, says, every pan of brownies is a single piece, a single serving. Fight me. I like that approach.
Yep.
Somebody says, or cook it in a round dish and make it a brownie cake. Somebody says, you get the best of both worlds when you bake brownies in a muffin pan. What really matters is you use a high-quality brownie mix like Ghirardelli, not that cheap mix that has no flavor. I think the cheap ones are actually pretty good. Miss Meg needs to weigh in on the brownies, LOL. Well, you know, she's at home. She can be listening. She could text me. Let's see, 437-1620. Brownies, a corner, you get more variety in flavor and texture. A little crispy is good. Cake, a corner too, because you need more icing and then you need a good diet. What I'm about to tell you could be life-changing. And you know me, I do not exaggerate. I do not say this lightly. I do not tease things I do not pay off on. Trust me, okay? This is not hyperbole. I want to know who this person is, and I want to find out what they know. We have a special brownie pan that yields 12 square brownies, like muffin, but squares. Each one has four edges and a center. It's the perfect selection. The only thing that I will say is that in my experience, you get a better edge piece in a glass pan because the heat of the glass transfers better, more rapid cooking, more jerkification, so to speak. So I'm not sure you can accomplish this with a metal pan. Maybe they have a glass with all, but I'm just, be aware this is out there.
Be aware
that it's possible. No discrimination. I want all the brownie in the cake. I make my brownies in nine-inch round cast iron skillet. They're only four servings, and they all have the corner and a center. The corner is never crunchy when it's socked in melted ice cream. Nice corners, unless they're magic brownies, and then I don't care.
Whoa, yeah.
Oh, well, what does that mean? All right, fine. Oh, and Pampered Chef makes a pan that's, they're showing me the pans. You guys are the best. Honest to goodness. What radio show in the known universe can go from talking about, like, effluent on the beach to the insanity of the city council meeting and, the deep logical mistakes being made by all of the protesters and then also talking about brownies? Hey, baby, you call that range. 852 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thank you, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all. No duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve. Especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions. Because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
Picture this, you're on a date, and then bad breath happens. Confidence gone. Here's the truth, most gums and mints are just bad breath band-aids, but not Zelman's Minty Mouth. The functional breath freshener you swallow, tiny dual-action capsules with mint on the outside, parsley seed oil inside, clinically tested to fight the toughest offenders, even garlic and onions. It's only available online. Go to Zelmans.com, Z-E-L-M-I-N-S, Zelmans.com, code FRESH for 15% off.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Where's that money, you silly?
Billy, stupid old fool. Where's that money? You realize what this means? It means bankruptcy and scandal and prison. That's what it means. One of us is going to jail. Well, it's not going to be me.
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. And what was in those ships, all three, on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day? And what was in those ships, all three, on Christmas
Day? You know, I figured something out, John. I just figured this out today. I feel dumb for not realizing it before.
What?
You know why I'm not a fan of the all Christmas stations?
Why?
Because they don't play the songs I like.
Well, I'm going to leave this one alone because there's so much I could put in there.
I mean, you know me. I play bumper music that I like to hear.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope other people like to hear it. And then also you play songs.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't talk about topics I don't want to talk about, and I don't play songs that I want you to hear, and I don't play clips from movies that I don't want. You know, I try to make a show that's entertaining to me and you, and then hopefully to other people as well. But I realize that these are not the songs you hear on the Christmas music stations.
I've been telling you that for years,
and
but you won't listen.
It's frustrating because do better. I mean, if you played these songs, I'd listen. I'd be entertained. It'd be fun. But maybe I'm just, you know, okay. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Let you keep going. All right. So we're back to rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 all look good. Still dealing with the issue that happened on Cervantes and J Street. So just be aware, that's eastbound. It's got still closed down right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are considering selling your home, you want to get a realtor who's going to get that done, get you all the way through to closing. It's no good, and it's no fun, and it's the whole point is violated when you have somebody come in and they do not get you to closing, right? And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, they close a lot of homes. In the height of the market, you know, a couple of years ago, they were over 200 homes a year. 2 years ago, it was 175. Last year, was 165. That's still a lot. That's 3 to 4 on average every single week, week after week. That's a lot of experience. That's a lot of market knowledge. That's a lot of know-how to get it done. This year, they're actually back up again, over 180. In fact, when I talked to Christine about 3 weeks ago, she had said they were likely to hit close to 200 by the end of the year. They had 16 still to close. So 30% up in a down year. A year when interest rates are bad and nobody wants to sell and prices are still fairly high and the economy is still uncertain, right? And they managed to get them done. Why? Just ask her. Don't ask me. You know, I'm the politics guy. She's the real estate person. Like, call her and ask her, what do you do differently? Why is it that people have 3 real estate agents and then they come to you and you sell their home? Like, why? Again, ask her. She'll tell you. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. All right. What do we actually have otherwise? I spent so much time talking about the meeting. It's so frustrating. Oh, Cardinal Dolan is resigning. Tim Dolan is resigning. For Catholics, they're going to care a lot about this. For those of us who admired Tim Dolan as non-Catholics, it was sad. But because he's 75, there's a mandatory retirement age. That's it. There's no big drama here. There's no surprise. You know, Pope Leo is going to name an Illinois bishop to replace him. So, you know, there you go. That's going to happen. Tonight, President's going to give a speech. We're going to carry it live. 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock? 8 o'clock our time or 7 o'clock our time?
No, 8 o'clock, 8 our, o'clock time, our time. All right, 9 Eastern.
The rumor, allegation, press claim is that it's going to be about the accomplishments for the year. I say press X to doubt. I think it's going to be the announcement that we're going to war against Venezuela. It fits all the facts. It fits the buildup. It fits the boat strikes. It fits the movement of the aircraft carrier forward and their group into the vicinity. The growlers I told you about yesterday, that we've now doubled the capacity for growlers, their electronic attack, what they can do to make the battle space work for us. The the seizing of the tanker, the prohibition on tankers, the blockade against tankers. I mean, we're going to war. And I can't think of any reason that President Trump would go on TV on December 17th except to announce that we've either started already or we're going to imminently. Maybe he goes on and says, unless Maduro leaves, I don't know. But I will tell you, I am open to being persuaded. I hate a communist dictator as much as the next guy. I hate people being oppressed and not having free and fair elections. I want every country to be a republic. I want every country to have democratically elected leaders. I want every country to have a free market and, you know, human rights. And I want all of that for everybody, especially in our hemisphere where we are the dominant player. And most of that is not true in Venezuela. But what is exactly the justification for a president who campaigned on ending wars, not starting them, campaigned against neocons and expansionism and nation building, and is now, the most uncharitable version is, looks like we're going to war to seize massive oil resources. Was Iraq wrong for invading Kuwait and seizing oil resources? I mean, I want to know a lot more before I say this is okay.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio.